going to be, speaking of the internet, we are going to be talking all things tech now with Morris Mitrovatsky, business futurist at businessfuturist.com. Morris, welcome.
Nice to be here.
Nice to have you in. Well, making news today, apart from President Obama dominating the headlines, there's a little headline that says more Australians, or maybe not so little headline, that says more Australians are choosing to shop online and some are preferring overseas online retailers. Shock horror. I mean, no surprise to you or me. With the convenience, you've got the savings, the strong Australian dollar, but it is a blow to shops in the shopping centres in the country, which have been suffering slow sales for some time now.
It is. What more do you say? I mean, it is. You know, the retail environment's a very tough one at the moment, and we're walking our way through what I think is a perfect storm of lots of things that have gone wrong, conspired, and now coming out the other end. We had the downturn in the economy over the last 3 or 4 years. We had retailers beforehand, and they've agreed, I speak with retailers every day, they've agreed with this, even begrudgingly, that prior to that, for 10 years prior to that, most people were happy to buy, most retailers were happy to sell, and they didn't have to try very hard. There wasn't a lot of innovation in store, there wasn't a lot of trending, there wasn't a lot of merchandising. It just happened naturally because we had lots of access to pockets, and they had lots of stuff they wanted to sell. You know, what happened once we went into this GFC, into this downturn of economy, of course, was you and I became a bit more savvy. We said this isn't the way we're going to do it. If we're going to have to spend a dollar, it has to be worth it, and we're just not going to take anything anymore. And at the other end of that, having done that, having stopped buying and saved, all of a sudden came this internet shopping, which has been around for a long time, but in Australia only really hit last December. December, for some reason, was the major push into it. And all of a sudden, everybody said, well, there's another world out there to shop. I've only got a few dollars in my pocket. I'm going to make it go as far as I can. I now trust the internet, which was one of the things that pushed it on. I now trust the internet and shopping, and here I am. There's a whole world out there.
Even the big department stores are struggling. The Meijer, the David Jones, and now the big discount stores, the Targets, Kmarts, the Big W's are all reporting lower sales figures. So they're all struggling, and analysts are saying that these stores will need to reinvent themselves to survive. Now, we've seen them try, because these type of stores and individual stores are beginning to make a presence online. They're beginning to collect email addresses of people who come into their store so they can get in touch with them directly to say, you know, bring in this coupon, you'll get a 20% discount, or, you know, between such and such a date, we're having a sale. So you're beginning to see them trying to address this problem for them, but yet they seem to be working against the tide. It doesn't seem to be working for them.
Too little, too late. What they're doing is really more of old-fashioned retailing. They're trying, but they're looking back 10 years and saying, what do we do online? It's the equivalent of it. The stores that are doing really well in a retail sense, bricks and mortar, forget online, are stores like Apple. They're like Zara. They're stores where you walk in there and there's a real experience to be had. It's theatre, and I talk about retail as being theatre. We have to have a purpose for going in. I've never been to an Apple store, and I travel the globe constantly and love going into all of them. I've never been into one that's empty, ever. I've never seen such a thing. And the Zara also, they're just full of people. And that's because
Zara is a
fashion retail store. Started off in Spain and now around the world, come to Australia only in the last 6-7 months. There are some really good examples of retailers that understand the new look retail. That what people want when they go into store is obviously the end result. They want the garment, they want the food, whatever they want. But they want to have a great time while they're there. They actually want to learn, they want to experience, they want to feel like they're part of a community. They want to get a buzz out of it. And many of our physical bricks and mortar, the historical ones, just don't get the buzz part.
I'm thinking, I mean, will this change around Christmas time? Because people go to the stores, they do get the ambient. I mean, you know, you already hear Christmas music, for example, playing in the shops now. There will be Santa Claus will be making an appearance. He'll take photos with your kids. Christmas trees are up there. I mean, it actually looks quite pretty. You get the Christmas bug, so to speak, when you go into a shopping centre. Is any of that helping?
It'll help a little bit. It won't help a lot. We've changed our shopping habits anyway. It takes more than Santa to get us into a store now. And in fact, some retailers have not hired Santa this year. There's a very large electrical chain in Australia that historically had Santa in every one of their stores that decided this year they weren't going to do it. So Santa's...
What's the reasoning behind that?
Money. I mean, pure and simply, the expense
so
of it. It costs too much to have Santa sitting in the store. And they have a lot of stores around Australia, and they claim they can't justify the expense. So Santa will have to stay at the North Pole for a while. longer.
It's very sad.
It is. But what you're saying is right, but it's very temporary, and people really are beyond that. Christmas has a whole different reason for going shopping. It's that whole catastrophe of having to buy presents. It's that last-minute rush. It's the adrenaline. It's the whole thing that we would do regardless.
Not Christmas until you're stressed.
Unfortunately, I think that's true. And I do think many people have started to shop online already for Christmas, and they're starting to move towards having things delivered. A lot of the stores, or many of the stores online, are already putting that message out. You know, do your shopping now because it'll take whatever it takes to get it to your front door. I think we're going to see a push down there. And will Christmas save retailers? There'll certainly be some money around, but I don't think it'll be great numbers. And the other thing that happens, especially in Australia, is that Australians know that the day after Christmas are the best sales. I mean, we have Boxing Day, and we have that whole month of January where there are far cheaper things to be had. And it hasn't been uncommon going back before the economy was bad, so going back into the early parts of this decade, or last decade, I should say, for people to say, look, Christmas is okay, but I'll buy you a present the day after, or here's a gift voucher. You know, here's some money, because tomorrow you can get better value from it. And there was a slow trend towards that anyway. So I'm not so sure that Christmas will definitely be the push that retailers need. I'm convinced in January, unfortunately, they'll still say that their dollar figures are down.
So what are stores like Zara doing right? How are they creating this buzz? Because I walk into a store like that, and I don't see it doing too much different from other clothing stores. I don't see, for example, models parading around in the store, or giving you tips on, you know, what color goes with what and will look terrific on you if you only buy these pair of shoes to match, for example. And other stores do that as well with the sales assistant. If you get a really good sales assistant and they try to help you out, you tend to make more sales that way. But I don't see, you know, that particular store that we're talking about, Zara, doing too much different from the other retailers.
Stores like that have a very different approach to merchandising. It's not so much about the models. They have great customer service, if you can get it, because they still have the ratios which make it sometimes impossible. But when you do get an assistant, they're very good. But that's just the pointy end of it. They have their merchandising, which means their stock they bring into store changes every week and changes every month by default. So every week they have two new deliveries, picking on the Zara example, and every month they do a complete stock turn. So whenever you walk into store, you're likely to see something very different. And that's created buzz for them from the day they opened. So the first thing people know is that if I walk in today and I walk in 2 weeks, it will be a different experience. So if you're into the clothes, it's well worth going in every 3 or 4 weeks. A normal department store only turns over stock once every couple of months historically. So people walk in there and then I've been on Monday, so I'm not going to go for a couple of weeks or even a month because it'll be fairly much the same. That's the first thing. The other thing that a store like Zara, like Apple, does, it constantly reinvigorates itself both offline and online. It has a lot of buzz around it. It has people talking about it all the time. There's always a reason or a purpose for going in. And many of our traditional retailers haven't yet got on the bandwagon of making that happen for themselves. There really isn't a reason to go in unless you obviously want to buy that thing. And strangely enough, for most of us consumers, buying the object is really not the reason we go shopping. It is, again, for the experience. And research has shown that for the last 40 or 50 years. In our society, shopping really is almost like a recreation sport.
So if the trend is that people are staying at home and preferring to buy online, how do you get them back out into the shops? And once they're into the shops, you know, how do you get them to actually make purchases? Because the other trend that has been noted as well is that people are going to the shops, they're seeing what they like, and then they make a note of it. They don't buy it in the shop. They go home online, and then they'll do an internet search to see where can I get the best price and buy it usually online. They end up buying it online.
Yeah, it's a really strange thing that's happening. Some retailers are actually charging people to try clothes on. So you can pay $40, $50 literally to try on a pair of shoes or a garment, and you'll get that refunded, of course, if you buy it. But if you don't, that's the price you've paid to do exactly what you've just said. No, absolutely not. I mean, it's just alienated people over and over again. I understand why they're doing it. It makes sense from a business viewpoint to do it. But it's a very short-term remedy to something that just means people won't go into store at all. If I have to take the chance that I won't like something when I walk in, I'm not even going to bother trying it on. So why would I even go into the store? So the answer is that as we move forward, online, the line between online retailing and physical retailing will disappear. We will just shop. I mean, that's what we're looking at 2 or 3 years from now. In other words, we are now kind of doing both, and they're both a bit kitschy and both a bit new. So we really delineate between the two. We just won't 2 or 3 years from now. We'll be so used to it. So we will do some things online.
Give us an example.
So, for instance, garment shopping. You know, when we go to buy clothes, at the moment, some of us prefer to try on clothes in the physical sense. Some are quite happy to buy it online, knowing what their size is. You can already get some really interesting websites that have programs on that allow you to try clothes on. So you can try them on using a webcam. It's a virtual try-on. So you sit in front of your camera and your computer, privacy of your home, no one else sees, and what you get is a virtual garment. So you get the garment as it would look, and you can try it on and see how it looks on your body.
Oh. Can you tell if it's really smooth and comfortable on your skin?
No. Not yet. But, you know, there's some work being done that might make it possible in 5 years or so. There's some really interesting work being done around making computers feel and smell. And I've seen some of that. Not so much a scratch screen, and it's fairly new technology, and it's really in that prototype stage. But one of the things the computer does is actually emit smells, and it has canisters inside of it. Yeah.
I can't smell anything from my screen.
Let's try. I just like when you scratch and you just get that nice strawberry smell. Anyway, back to the other thing. So to answer your question, the answer is it will be possible one day to do that. It isn't yet, and that's not the road we're headed down necessarily. But what it is that some people will be comfortable because they know the garment sizing and they know the manufacturer of the brand, for instance. They just want to look at what it looks like on them. So some people will be really happy trying it on at home. They'll do that in the virtual sense, and that'll be the end of the transaction. All they want to do then is buy.
Can I ask you how soon that time will come, though? Probably sooner is better than later, but between now and then, I'm imagining there will be a good couple of months, possibly years in between.
No, that technology is here already. It's been here for a couple of years.
Are you seeing department stores, companies using the technology, introducing it?
I'm seeing some, and we don't have an example. I don't know of one in Australia, but I certainly do in America. So in America, you find stores like Macy's, Abercrombie and Finch. They're all trialing these types of things to see what works. Walmart is actually a really good example too, because Walmart has pushed very heavily into the online space, and they have committed, I think it's $3 billion in the next couple of years to make the online space work for them effectively. But they do interesting things. So they say to you, if you want to buy online, that's fine, but why don't you come into store to pick it up? And they encourage people to walk into the store, and they give them some kind of a purpose for doing that. It might be a discount, it might be that added incentive, but there's a reason for them to come in store. So shop at 10 o'clock at night, buy it, but come in the next day, it'll be ready and waiting for you. There's all sorts of things you can do with clever thinking that marries the two together really well.
Unfortunately, I don't think there's enough clever thinking at the moment.
There isn't.
I spent about 20 minutes in a store the other day because of something that was supposed to be there because they already advertised it and they couldn't even find it in the back store.
And that really is part of the problem that we have, that retail is in an evolutionary period. We're going through that yuck time where it's not what it used to be, but it's not what it will be. And it will take a couple of years, unfortunately, with the economy behind it, till that all smooths itself out.
I can't wait for yuck to be over. Maurice Misolowski, business futurist. You can find him at businessfuturist.com. Thank you very much, as always.
A pleasure.
Thank you. Weather Channel coming up. This is Radio.